Mike and Diane in for Chuck and Kelly. Let's talk finances.
We have Stephen Boucher with us. Hello, Stephen, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The same to you, Mike and Diane.
Hope you had a wonderful couple of days off.
Absolutely. I love it when the markets are closed. I know exactly what it's going to do. So many people ask me, what's the market going to do?
Those are the days when I nail it. That's awesome. Retail sales, that was some good news, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. The retailers that started out real sluggish this year have really done well. There's a lot of people that feel so much better about their financial situation, Diane. They have jobs. They're being paid more money. They're making money in their 401ks and IRAs because the stock market's rallying. And they went out and they spent a lot of that money this Christmas season, especially with online sales. Online sales are just charging ahead. I feel bad for the box and mortar retail stores because I think next year they're going to have an adjustment to make and try to keep up with the online retailers.
Well, they've been trimming back a little bit. It's been sad to see some malls closing and some anchor stores closing, but hopefully, eventually, it will be right-sized.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, in the Capital Region area, we have so many great, wonderful independent business owners, small businesses, let's say, the mom-and-pop kind of businesses where the owners are your children's soccer coach and you're sitting next to them at church or temple and so forth. So those are the businesses that I like more.
So retail sales are up 4.9%. Do you think that that's some of the trend that'll continue into 2018?
You know, I think if people continue feeling good about their financial self, they'll continue to spend money. That's the problem with us as U.S. Savers. We don't save enough. You go back to the Great Recession 10 years ago, people were so scared they started saving money. Well, now they're starting to feel good about themselves again, and they're spending all of that money that they saved. So I'm hoping that in 2018, people will put money into their retirement account, not spend it all on giving gifts here or there.
All right, Steve, let's bring it back to New York State. The unemployment rate fell slightly in November. How does that translate?
Yeah, you know, that could just be a hiccup, Mike, with regards to that. You know, downstate, they're adding more jobs. Around the Capital Region area and into the Adirondacks, we're just kind of adding jobs slower than the overall pace for New York. Out west, they're actually losing jobs out in the Rochester, Buffalo marketplace. So I think we need a couple months of looking back to get a trend to see what's going on.
And some of those jobs that have been added have been more likely to be in the private sector, at least. And that's an encouraging sign, right?
Absolutely, especially in New York State, especially with Governor Cuomo kind of giving it to Donald Trump and not allowing us to do so many things that we were able to do tax-wise before. Going into 2018, people are going to have an eye-opener with regards to how much money they're not able to deduct. And when they can't deduct their property taxes, state and local taxes from their federal tax return, it's going to cost them thousands and thousands of dollars. So that was the one saving grace in New York, is we had those deductions. We don't have that anymore, and you may see more people move out of New York State, which means that New York State has to deal with its tax problem.
Steve, I know I should be letting you go right now. We're running out of time, but real quickly, what do you think about this idea of prepaying taxes that people are trying to get in the next day or two?
First thing I'm doing when I get to the office today, absolutely. Even though IRS hasn't said if we're going to be able to deduct it or not, it may be one of the last opportunities for people to take that deduction. If they can pay it, absolutely they should.
All right, WGY Financial Analyst Steve Boucher, Happy New Year to you, young man.
Happy New Year, Mike and Diane.